I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Music Tuesday. Our guest this week is Jay Flynn from the Virtual Pub Quiz. Jay is quite the man. He likes to build Lego, and he likes to eat chips. Hello, Jay. We have another 12 questions for you today with 15 points to play for. Hello, Jay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling about music today? What does that make you feel?
See, I've got quite an eclectic music taste, but the problem I've got is I can listen to a song and go, oh, I know that, but couldn't tell you sometimes who it was or what the name of the song was. So right. This could be fun.
Okay, let's muddy through this, shall we? Question number one. Jay, what day of the week is the top 40 announced?
Friday now, isn't it?
Yes, there has been a move. Well done. It is Friday, the correct answer. It was moved from Sunday to Friday in July 2015 to coincide with the changing of music release dates. But it was quite, I remember, I was so settled in my like top 40 every Sunday afternoon.
It was. I remember those years where you used to record it on your tape players, you know, because you wanted the, and you used to sit there every Sunday getting ready for it.
Wow. Question number two. What was the sport-themed title of Five's 97 debut single? Do Five come into your eclectic music knowledge?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Debut single. Keep On Moving? That wasn't their debut, was it?
I'm not going to take that because I'm going to ask you the question again. What was the sport-themed title of Five's 97 debut single? I suppose Keep On Moving could be, but it's not that one.
And it's not the other one, Everybody Get Up, either. No, I've no idea.
It's that other one. I know you know this, Jay.
And then I'm going to go on to We Will Rock You that they did. And no, I just can't. No, I'm drawing a blank.
Fine. It's Slam Dunk Defunct.
Oh, of course it was.
Of course it was. All right, question number three. What colour is associated with the work and image of Prince?
Purple.
Correct. Question number four. What punctuation mark can be found in the band name Wham?
Exclamation mark.
Of course, it's an exclamation mark. They want you to know they're here, Wham.
Wham.
Question number five. Which of these music TV channels launched first? Was it MTV or VH1?
VH1.
Oh my God, it was MTV.
Oh, see, they had the first ever music video, but I thought it was a trick question.
It does sound like a trick question. That was always the weird thing about VH1. It was later, but older.
If that makes sense.
MTV, August 1981. VH1 was 85. Question number six. The last night of the proms at the Royal Albert Hall takes place in which month?
July.
Have you ever attended?
No, I have watched it. I watched the Doctor Who special one they did, which was really good.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It actually occurs in September, not July. Question number seven. What does the title of Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca translate to?
No idea. No. Well, not anything clean anyway.
Let's guess. What do you think he's talking about? The cleanest version.
I'm going to say living.
yes,
living your life your own way.
Oh, kind of close. Living the crazy life.
Oh, that makes sense. Living the life my own way is crazy life. So, yeah.
Exactly. Let's have an honest answer from you on this. Have you ever been known to be found dancing to this song anywhere?
And
ever,
singing it on karaoke, yes.
Good. Thank you. As long as we're both being honest with each other. Question number 8. Which European country was Spotify founded in?
Switzerland.
That what you want to give me?
Yeah, don't know why.
It's actually Sweden.
Yeah, I was on the right line.
Totally get it. Question number 9. Complete this 1995 number 2 single title by Underworld. Born.
Skippy.
Oh, it's Slippy. It's not Born Skippy, but that could work, I suppose. I suppose they're all about being a little bit crazy. That is good. All right, Jay, question number 10. Last few questions in your music round. Let's show people that you know about music. You know about tunes. For 1 point, can you name either of the 2 albums released by Taylor Swift in 2020? So that's her newest.
No. I am not a Taylor Swift fan. No. That's okay.
We've spoken to a lot of hardcore Taylor Swift fans, and you're just not one of them. That's fine. It's the answer's Folklore and Evermore. So even Taylor wasn't being that inventive. So don't worry. All right, question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 UK number 1 singles by the Sugar Babes?
Push the Button.
Tune. Correct. 2005.
I'm singing the one in my head, and is it? It's, I don't know if it's called Round Round, but I know it's Round Round, baby, Round Round, send you that on me.
What a great pop record. Yes, it is called Round Round, 2002. So many other tunes from the Sugar Babes. Freak Like Me, like covering Gary Numan. Like, come on. Hole in the Head, great song. Walk This Way, not so much. And then About You Now. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not... We found my level.
We found your place, Sugar Babes song. Okay, final question. We have a list of the 5 most successful UK bands at the Brit Awards. For 3 points, can you name 3 of them?
Ooh.
And these people are big artists. They've all won 6 Brit Awards or more.
Take that.
So we're looking... There you go. Yes, they're there. 8 awards.
Oasis.
Well done. Yes, correct. 6 awards. And we're looking for one more, and then you get all 3 points. We're looking for a UK band, one of the most successful at the Brit Awards, top 5.
I want to go Blur.
Oh, they're not here.
No, because
just Oasis made top 5. Blur's in the top 10. Oh no, they've just won 4 awards, not 6.
Because it was the,
sorry, Blur won 5.
There was the big battle between the 2 of them, so it was always going to be one or the other.
Whose side were you on?
I was more Oasis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah. What, being a bit of an Oasis fan?
Just the music in general, and then just feeling part of an in crowd a little bit as well, where sort of helped as well.
Yeah, but that was what was great about that time, and particularly Oasis. Like, when you liked them, you didn't just like the band, you were like in that world as a fan. I love that.
Yeah.
You could have also had Coldplay and Arctic Monkeys and One Direction. Coldplay have 9 awards, Arctic Monkeys and One Direction have 7 each. Jay, after that round, you scored 7 points. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Jay, you've scored 17 points for the week so far. So how do you write your questions? Tell me where you come up with those.
See, I've got a notepad that I take with me wherever I go, and there's literally inspiration wherever you go. You know, I could be driving along the road and just see you know, lorry goes past with Tesco's on the side of it, or, you know, Mercedes-Benz will go past. Oh, Mercedes-Benz, that's a good question to look at. And then just sit and spend hours researching. I know people who have watched the quiz will probably say you've not researched anything in your life, the amount of answers you get wrong. But it's what I do. I just come up with, you know, I could be watching TV and go, oh, Anton Deck, I've not done anything about them, and write it down.
Yeah.
You know, talking to you today, you're already on my list. I could put a Makita Oliver question
Stop
in this week.
Stop it. So. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. How many questions are you logging a week, would you say?
So at the moment I'm doing a live children's quiz on a Monday, so there's 20 questions there, and then the two main live quizzes, Thursday and Saturday, there's 50 questions in each of those. I'm writing another 5 questions for something I do every week, and yeah, there's probably sort of best part of 250 to 300 questions I'm putting together a week.
A week?
Yeah.
So about 1,000 a month?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you really put us and our entire team to shame. Thank you very much.
But you're coming up with better questions than I have so far. They've had me
going. Okay. Phew. Thank you, Jay. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home. Your second one of the week. If you missed it yesterday, go back and have a listen. Here it is. Which character does Bill Nighy play in the Pirates of the Caribbean films? There will be a connection to yesterday's answer, and we'll be back tomorrow for your third clue. So I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.